Or was it more desperate times call for desperate measures and this was needed to stabilize the U.S. economy?
The Fed took a program that they've been using for years and years and years. It's called open market operations. And they use it as a monetary policy tool to put money into the system and out of the system to set interest rates. What they did in March of 2008 was they said, oh boy, we're in big trouble because the short-term funding markets aren't working right. So we're going to expand this program to up to $80 billion. And we're going to expand the amount of time that we send out these loans. They're fully collateralized and to 28 days instead of overnight or 2 weeks. And so they sent out billions of dollars. And the funny thing is, very few people knew about it. It was disclosed, and it was the aggregate data was on the New York Fed website. But we never knew.
Which the Fed is all too happy to point out.
Yes. And they're right. They did put it out there. What we didn't know is the individual banks and that got the money and how much they got. And that information is still incomplete. We still haven't gotten all the information about this program.
What is Congress going to do about the fact that it was not in the... I mean, Barney Frank, in your piece, even said, I didn't know about this program till today.
Barney Frank told me he didn't know about this program until now. And one of the things, you know, I personally, I've been trying to follow and catalog all the money that the Fed has lent, spent, or guaranteed to help the global financial system continue to work the way it should. And I didn't know about this. I didn't know about the expansion of it. I didn't know that $80 billion was out at any particular time. And the details of it, what banks took what when, is still out there. We don't know about it. It's still a secretive part of the program. Perhaps Congress would like to ask the Fed to release those.
But even if Congress asks, can the Fed say for that period of time, if we had released this information in its entirety, in other words, not just the aggregate data, it would have had the exact opposite effect on the marketplace. I mean, it was meant to thaw, right? An absolutely frozen market. And had we put that information out there, it would have had the opposite effect.
Well, the banks and the Fed have argued all along about all the lending program. Well, I shouldn't say all the lending, the discount window program, that there's a stigma attached to borrowing from that program. And if the people in the marketplace knew that banks were going to borrow that money, that they would be perceived as weak and there would be perhaps be a run on the banks.